From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. More than 100 homes have now been destroyed in Colorado by wildfires burning south of Denver. Eric Whitney with Colorado Public Radio reports most of those houses were lost in a rapidly growing fire near Colorado Springs, where more than 7,000 people have been evacuated.
The fire that started Tuesday afternoon has now consumed more than a dozen square miles, and the county sheriff expects it to continue growing rapidly as high temperatures and strong winds persist. There are about 3,400 homes in the evacuation area, and thousands of people are anxiously trying to learn if theirs have been spared. The county released a list of homes destroyed, and newscasters read the addresses live on local TV news.
12775 Peregrine Way.
13215.
The number of firefighters and aircraft battling the Black Forest fire continues to grow, and a service center is being opened to help people with insurance claims, housing advice, and mental health counseling. For NPR News, I'm Eric Whitney in El Paso County, Colorado.
The head of the National Security Agency says he'll provide more specifics to members of the Senate Intelligence Committee today behind closed doors. Yesterday, U.S. Army General Keith Alexander told lawmakers at a hearing the once secret U.S. surveillance programs used to track phone records and internet usage helped to prevent dozens of terror attacks, but he declined to expand on that in open session. Former government contractor Edward Snowden says he leaked classified documents on the programs to expose potential government abuses. Snowden says he plans to stay in Hong Kong and fight any attempts to extradite him to the U.S. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports the Justice Department is still deciding whether Snowden should face criminal charges.
In an interview with Hong Kong's English-language South China Morning Post, but he says he's prepared to fight the U.S. government in Hong Kong's courts and has full faith in the former British colony's rule of law. Snowden tells the Post that the NSA has run over 61,000 hacking operations worldwide, including in Hong Kong and mainland China. He adds that the NSA doesn't just infiltrate individual computers, but entire networks of hundreds of thousands of computers at a time. The Post says Snowden bases his claims on documents which it has seen but has not yet verified. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Rayleigh, China.
FBI Director Robert Mueller is expected to be asked about Snowden when he appears before the House Judiciary Committee today. Lawmakers are also expected to question Mueller on the investigation into the Boston Marathon bombings and last September's deadly attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. The U.N. says the death toll in Syria from 2 years of fighting is nearly 93,000. This is NPR News from Washington. In Massachusetts, prosecutors have laid out their case against reputed Boston mobster James Whitey Bulger. Defense attorneys admit Bulger was involved in illegal gaming and drug dealing, but NPR's Tovia Smith reports Bulger's lawyers deny government claims that he was also an informant.
Prosecutors painted a picture of what they called a hands-on killer who did the dirty work himself, allegedly even joking about it. Stephen Rakes, who says he was extorted by Bulger in the 80s, came to see the notorious mob boss finally brought to justice.
About time, after 30 years, we were face-to-face with the devil. Now he's not smiling, big guy, like he used to thought he was. Now he knows that he's going down.
But defense attorneys are attacking the credibility of the government's star witnesses, corrupt officials or former mobsters they called psychopathic killers. Given their character, defense attorneys asked, could they be believed beyond a reasonable doubt? Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
Jury selection continues today in Sanford, Florida, in George Zimmerman's murder trial. 30 potential jurors are needed to move into the next round of questioning. So far, prosecutors and defense attorneys remain a half dozen short. The future of unpaid internships is being questioned after a ruling from a federal judge in New York. He determined Fox Searchlight Pictures violated minimum wage and overtime laws by not paying interns who worked on the 2010 film. The vice president of the Economic Policy Institute says as many as 1 million unpaid internships are offered each year in the U.S., and some companies may now be rethinking whether it's worth the legal risk to continue. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.